As a society, we are not taught how to deal with emotion or how to use it. Instead, we're conditioned to hide it, deny it, and even scorn it. We grow up hearing things like, big boys don't cry, or women should be polite. I'm sure you've heard it all. The problem is that if you don't allow the emotions to release, it's like stuffing the reaction. The process stops right there. When it comes to emotion, the typical reaction is, how unprofessional, or that guy's a wimp, and so forth. But the problem is that we're under pressure all the time. As our world gets more and more complex, our teams have more to deal with than ever before. And if the associated emotion is not dealt with, sooner or later, it will blow on its own. I'm sure you've seen people walking around like volcanoes ready to explode. Have you ever said something to someone and nearly got your head taken off for no reason? Or have you ever done that to someone else? I'll bet you have. You see it in organizations too. They're under tremendous amounts of pressure. Those that have avenues to communicate and release the confusion and anxiety continue to grow. Those that stuff it implode. The first sign of it is employee turnover. That's when people quit and leave. The brightest minds start leaving an organization because they feel abused or unheard. That's why you need a code. It allows you to communicate, vent, and even be frustrated if you need to be, but not at the expense of others. The code is designed to hold you together under pressure so that as a team or a family, you can cross that line of transformation together. Learning to stand in the heat is critical if you want to grow. But trying to do it without a code is like jumping with no parachute. Have you ever noticed that once you've successfully dealt with a big problem, others like it don't seem so tough anymore? That's the beauty of standing in the heat. Once you cross the threshold, you have moved to a new level of being. You are bigger, fitter, more capable of taking on tasks that were daunting before. But if you never cross the line, two things happen. First, you become a victim of the second law. You will degenerate in your career, your relationships, and your growth. Reordering and transformation only happen under pressure. Second, if you don't find ways to release emotion, you'll keep storing up pressure until you blow. Degeneration, anger, and explosion. It can show up as intense depression, violence, or even withdrawal. This can happen to our kids, our staff, or even in our most important relationships if not managed. As I've said all along, I've never seen a great team become a great team unless it was under pressure. I've never seen a great accomplishment, great leader, or revolutionary action occur unless there was pressure. Championship teams are not a big happy camp. They're tough because they push you to be better. They hold you accountable for mistakes. But they also, if they're truly great, celebrate each other's wins. They learn from each other. They support and encourage each other. And together, they accomplish far more than any of them would have believed. And in the end, they are satisfied and they're better people. It's hard work, but it's worth it.